USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The Supreme Court is striking down President Biden's student debt forgiveness plan. One of the plaintiffs, Elaine Parker of the conservative group Job Creators Network, is very happy with the outcome.
It's a great day and a great victory for all Americans, but it's really a great victory for our Constitution.
In a decision 6-3, the justices ruled Biden overstepped his authority when he didn't get authorization from Congress. The plan would have canceled $20,000 in loans for people who got Pell Grants, which is aid for low-income students, or up to $10,000 for all other federal borrowers. The Supreme Court has sided with the Colorado web designer who refused to design websites for same-sex weddings. The Democrat Colorado Attorney General claims the court's decision does not reflect American values.
The people are hurting, being told by the United States Supreme Court that they are not entitled to equal treatment under the law. We must stand together. And we must stand against discrimination of all kinds.
The High Court, in a 6-3 ruling, said Lori Smith has the right under the First Amendment to refuse to endorse messages she disagrees with. Air quality alerts are affecting more than 100 million Americans, although conditions are expected to improve slowly into the 4th of July weekend. Michigan, Ohio, Mid-Atlantic are expected to have the worst air quality today. Amazon Prime Day is coming up soon, and there are some things you need to do today if you want to get in on some exclusive deals. CNET senior editor Bridget Carey says Amazon feels some items are so hot that you need a reservation to buy them.
It's called invite-only deals, and when you go, instead of the normal buy button, it says request an invitation. And if you're among those who get the invitation, you'll get an email on Prime Day with a special link that lets you decide if you want to buy it or not.
Prime Day this year is July 11th and 12th. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
At least 100 people have died in Mexico over the past 3 weeks as a heat wave pushed temperatures above 120 degrees in some parts of the country. Mexico's health ministry said on Thursday that 2/3 of the deaths happened last week and the rest of the week before. Nearly all the deaths were attributed to heat stroke and a handful from dehydration. 3 NFL players are in big trouble for betting on NFL games.
The NFL found Rodgers, defensive end Rashad Berry, and free agent defensive lineman Demetrius Taylor all were found to have bet on NFL games in the 2022 season. The NFL does not allow players to bet on NFL games or any other sports from team facilities or hotels. They also can't have others place bets for them or share inside information. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Colorado judges are setting a very high bar for first-degree murder suspects who want to get out of jail on bond. State Supreme Court decision earlier this month forced judges to hold bond hearings for defendants who would normally be kept in jail until trial. A judge set a $100 million cash bond for the suspect in a March shooting that left a 42-year-old woman dead. Madonna is back home after her hospital visit for a serious bacterial infection. CNN is reporting the pop icon was discharged and taken to her New York City home in a private ambulance. She's expected to make a full recovery. They did postpone her upcoming celebration tour. Dave Collins, USA News.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.